There seems to be a interesting machlekes rishonim if it's mutter for a person to be mishaker, to bend the truth in order to save himself from kisufa, from embarrassment. Now, a pipashtas, a person would assume that there's no heter, just because of embarrassment, to avoid being ashamed, that's why you have a heter to lie. And mstama, that's probably the halacha lemaisa. But lemaisa, there seems to be a clear indication in some rishonim that there's actually a heter for a person to be mishane, mipnei kisufa, in order to avoid embarrassment. There are two places in Shas where the Gemara, according to Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, clearly implies that it's mutter to be mishaker if you're doing it in order to save yourself from embarrassment. The first place that we find this musik, this concept, is a Gemara in Brachis Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there tells us Tanu Rabbanon, Heviu Lefano Shemen V'Hadas. A person's eating a meal, and towards the end of the meal, it's brought before him Shemen, oil, right, in order to anoint your hands, to shmir over your hands, to remove the dirt and the filth that came with the food. So that's the first thing that was brought to him. Shemen, and also the second thing is hadas. Hadas is something like a hadasim, to smell. They smell very good. And the question is, what do you make the bracha on first? They're both brought to you at the end of the suda. You have the shemen, the oil that's given to you to smear on your hands to remove the filth from the foods, and the hadas, which is meant to smell from. Which do you make the bracha on first? It's a machlokes tanoim. Beis Shammai says, first you recite the bracha on the oil that's given to you to shmir, and then you make the bracha on the smell, on the hadas. You make the bracha first on the hadas, that smells good, and only then do you make the bracha on the shemen. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'divrei HaMachriya, which refers to Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha follows Beis Shammai, that first you're supposed to make a bracha on the shemen, on the oil, and only then you make the bracha on the hadas. And the Gemara relates that Rav Papa once visited the house of Rav Huna Brei of Ika, and they brought in front of Rav Papa a shemen v'hadas. And what did Rav Papa do? Rav Papa first made the bracha on the hadas, and only then he made the bracha on the shemen, not like the psak or Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said you should follow Beis Shammai, and first you should make a bracha on the shemen, and then on the hadas. And this, Rav Papa flipped the order, and he made the bracha first on the hadas, and only then on the shemen. So Rav Huna tells him, V'chiloi sover le'mar haloch k'divri ha-machriya. But don't you agree with that which was quoted in B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that halacha follows Beis Shammai in this regard? And therefore, you should make a bracha first on the shemen, on the oil, not on the hadas. So why are you making the bracha first on the hadas? Omar lei, hachi amai Rava halacha beis Hillel. Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. And Rava holds that we pass him like beis Hillel, that first you make a bracha on the hadas, and then you make a bracha on the shemen. However, says the Gemara, even though Rav Papa responded by saying that Rava Paskin like Beis Hillel, nonetheless, v'loyi, lishtamute nafshei hud avad. Lishtamute nafshei hud avad, which means, according to Rashi, that Rava really never said that the halacha follows Beis Hillel, that you should make a bracha first on the hadas. It's a misquote. Rava knew the halacha, and the halacha follows Beis Shammai, and Rava never ever said that the halacha follows Beis Hillel. So why did Rav Papa say that Rava said that halacha follows Beis Hillel? Rava ichsif. Rav Papa was embarrassed because he made a mistake. And therefore, since he was embarrassed because he made a mistake, he decided to make up a story that Rava had paskin like Beis Hillel, even though he didn't. And therefore, in order to avoid being embarrassed, Rav Papa said that Rava passing like Beis Hillel, even though he really didn't. This Gemara implies, according to the way Rashi is understanding the Gemara, that in order to avoid embarrassment, it's mutter to lie. And therefore, Rav Papa made up that Rava passing like Beis Hillel, that you make a bracha on the hadas first, even though he never said such a thing ever. And the truth is that other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and Tosfos bring a girsa that wipes out this whole v'lahi, because he says it doesn't make sense. And many Rishonim hold that, in fact, there is no heter to bend the truth in order to avoid embarrassment. However, this Gemara clearly implies, according to Rashi, that there is a heter to lie in order to avoid being shamed. There's a second Gemara, and the second Gemara is in Abu Masechas Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara over there has a discussion about a certain Nochri who entered a wine cellar, and he went into a chanos, a store that sold wine, and it's a Yiddish store, a Jewish store. And what happened was that he asked if the wine is for sale, and the Yid said there's no wine here for sale, and the person stuck his hand, this guy stuck his hand into the wine when he noticed that there was in fact wine in the store, and he was mishachshech shaloi lekavanas nisach. He moved his hand around in the wine, yet didn't have kavano to be menasach for avodah zarah. And the big question the Gemara discusses, when a goy sticks his hand into a wine, he touches it and he moves it around, but he clearly doesn't have kavano to be menasech for avodah zarah, what's the status of this wine? Is it mutter bahano? Is it osur bahano? That's the discussion in the Gemara. That l'chayra, it should be mutter, it should be osur at least to bishtia, to drink from, but the question is, what about hano? Can you sell it to a goy and derive benefit from the wine, or not? Since a goy was meshashachit, even though he wasn't mechaven lenisuch when he stuck his hands into this wine. And the way, again, Rashi understands this Gemara, the Hemshech of the Gemara tells us about a story where Rava was matered bahano. And he was confronted by other Amiroim, Rav Huna said, how could you be matered bahano? And Rava bent the truth in order to avoid busha, and he, you know, made believe that he really wasn't matter the entire thing ba'ana. He only was matter a part of it ba'ana, not the entire thing, even though it wasn't true. He was really matter everything ba'ana. And so why did he change the story? So the Rashi tells us, b'shem the Gemara, the way how he's learning the Gemara, that Rava bent the truth mipnei habusha, because he wanted to avoid being embarrassed by saying the wrong psak. Therefore, he made up a story. So you see, according to Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, that it's mutter to be mishane in order to avoid busha. Again, Taisus disagrees with Rashi, and other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and this is not universally accepted, but this is l'chayra, the shita of Rashi. Now, what taka would be the hesber, what taka would be the havana in such a dispensation, in such a heter, in the iser to be mishaker? Just because it's busha, that's why you're allowed to deviate from the truth. How could it be? So the Rav Pa'olim, the Ben Ishchai, in Chilek Gimel Choshen Mishpatim and Aleph, wants to suggest that busha is the exception to the rule. And even though certainly a person has no right to lie and to deviate from the truth, busha, we find in the Gemara, is like killing someone. You revive someone b'rav, it's as if you slaughtered him, as if you murdered him. Why? Because his blood rushes and it drains from his body and drains from his face, and it's kilu you pashat kill him. Therefore, because busha is such a severe type of feeling, therefore Chazal made a special dispensation and special exception to the rule, and they allowed a person to be mishane bnei ashal mipnei habusha and allowed you to deviate from the truth to avoid embarrassment. In truth, it doesn't sound like it's only Rashi who holds like this. It's actually mashma that the Rambam as well subscribes to this exception to the rule and is matter, a person to be mishaker when it comes to saving himself from busha. Where do you find this in the Rambam? The Rambam is in Hilchas Gzeila V'Aveda in Perek Yodala, Loch Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. And the Rambam is talking about Hashavas Aveda when it comes to a Talmud Chacham who's makir a chefetz. He says that he has tfias ayin. He visually recognizes that this aveda is his, it belongs to him. So the halacha is, coming from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that in that case, if it's a Talmud Chacham who's makir b'tfias ayin, you're mechuyev to be machzir the aveda to him, you could trust him, and you could believe him and return him the object. Says the Rambam, b'med dvar mamurim, when does this apply? B'talmud vosik she'enoi mishane b'diburoi klal, Elo b'divrei shalom, oy b'mesechto, oy b'mito, oy b'bayish hu misareach boy. This is only referring to a Talmud Chacham who is a very special person, who's only Mishana B'diburoi when it comes to either Shalom, Mesechta, Mita, or B'bayin Shehu Masarech, by a house where he frequents as a guest. Ketzad, says the Rambam, Hoya Oisik B'Mesechas Nida. If he was learning Mesechas Nida, he was holding a Mesechas Nida. V'omar B'mikvois Ani Shoyne, K'dei Shalom Yishalu Oisai Shailas B'in Yenida. But he says, I'm holding, when you ask him where he's holding, he says, I'm learning Mesechas Mikvois. Why? Because he knows that you're about to ask him a bomb kasha on Mesechas Nida. And even though he's learning Mesechas Nida, he doesn't really want to deal with your question. He's maybe a little bit intimidated by your question, and he doesn't want to be embarrassed if he doesn't know the answer. So he is Meshaker, and he says that he's learning Mikvois, he's not learning Nida. Says the Rambam, that's an example of lying B'Mesechta. Says the Lecha Mishnah, what does that mean? Where is the Rambam coming from? Says the Lecha Mishnah, K'dei Shlo Yizbayish Im Lo Yoda Lohoshev. Says the Lecha Mishnah, where is the Rambam coming from? That the Rambam is saying that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie, and even though he's learning Maseches Nida, if he's afraid that you're going to ask him a penetrating question on Nida and he's not going to know the answer, he could say that he's learning Mikvah, not Nida. Says Lacha Mishnah, the Rambam learned this up from the Gemara, because the Gemara in Baba Metzia Chav Gimel Mabez tells us that it's mutter to be Mishana B'diburoi B'Mesechta. And the Rambam held that the case of Mesechta is this very example, where you're learning Mesechas Nida, he asks you, where are you holding? And you know that if you say Mesechas Nida, he's going to ask you a bomb kasha that you might not have the answer to. So you're allowed to say, I'm holding Mesechas Mikvois, because you don't want to say the truth and receive a bombardment of questions on Mesechas Nida. And that's mutter, because it's Mishana B'diburoi B'Mesechta, which is Mishum Kisufa. To avoid embarrassment, it's mutter. So the Rambam L'Chayra holds like Rashi, that there's a heter to Mishana in order to avoid embarrassment. Now, even though it's not universally accepted, again, it's not a Dover Muskim L'Koyl, but this is a legitimate sheet on the Rishonim that seems to be mutter, Sheker, in order to avoid Kisufa, embarrassment. Now, many Poskim point out that this Shita might touch on a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim as to how to define the Isser to lie. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, and the Urayim in Simin Reish Lamed Hey says as follows. Says the Urayim, only a Sheker that causes a hezek to your friend, a hezek to someone else, as a result of your sheker, is what the Torah asserts. For instance, if you want to be made in Bezdin, with respect to a din and chayshim mishpat, an edel sheker, you want to lie in Bezdin and cause someone a financial loss, or you want to make some other lie up that will also be goyim a certain hetzid, a financial loss to someone else, that is what is included in the Issa Deraisa of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, that you're not allowed to lie because you're going to cause someone a hefsid, momen, some type of hezek when it comes to chayshe bishpat. However, if let's say you want to stam lie, stay a sheker, but that's not going to bring any ra or hezek to someone else, there is no iser of sheker according to the Urayim. That is the shita of the Urayim. Now, in the Toyofa's Reim, on the Urayim, at the bottom, he says that even the Urayim is masking that it would be an iser derabbanan to lie, even if it's not being goyim a hefsid or hezek to someone else. It's not just not an iser deraisa, but al kopanim, the iser deraisa, according to the Urayim, only applies if you're being mafsid someone, if you're causing someone a financial loss. And his raya is from the pasuk. The pasuk says, midvar sheker tzirchok v'noki v'tzadik altar ki loy atzdik rosha. And clearly from the pasuk, it seems that the pasuk is referring to someone who's ra lebriyos, someone who damages other people with his sheker, and therefore that's the only type of sheker that's included in the Isser B'dvar Sheker Tirchak. According to the Urayim, that's perhaps where we could start to understand somewhat the Shita of Rashi. Now, it's still going to be difficult to understand Rashi and the Rambam, but perhaps we have at least an inkling as to the Havana, because when the Chazal tell us that it's mutter to be mishaker mipnei sholem, or it's mutter to be mishaker in order to avoid being embarrassed, over there you're not being goyrim a hezek to your friend. And since you're not being goyrim any hezek or hefset to someone else, you're just being mishaker in order to avoid embarrassment, perhaps since according to the Rambam, there's no Issa Deraisa Midrash Sheker Tirchak, Chazal were more lenient, and they said that if you're doing it to avoid embarrassment, we can be lenient and we could allow you to do so. Now, Lamaisa, it's a chiddush, and probably a person shouldn't rely on this at home. But this is the shita of some Rishonim that it's mutter to mishaker b'nei kisufa. And l'chayra, it's based on the premise of the Urayim that the Isser of Sheker only applies, deraisak upon him, when you're being goyrima hezek to someone else. And in these cases, it's just to avoid embarrassment. There's no hezek over here, it might be mutter. We should point out that the chinuch in mitzvah tov zayin clearly disagrees with the Urayim. And he holds that the Isser of midvar sheker tirchak is said even with respect to a sheker that is not causing a hezek to someone else. Even a stam fib that a person creates and fabricates when he's talking to his friend also is included in the Isser deraisa of midvar sheker tirchak. And there is no dispensation at all given in a case where the sheker is not being gurum of financial loss to your friend. But akupanim, it's machlekes rishonim, and perhaps the shita of Rashi and the Rambam is based on the premise of the Urayim that there's no issa deraisa akupanim of midvar sheker tirchak when there's no hezek that's caused to your friend.